Good morning. It's 13th April. Our New Testament reading today is John chapter 5. I'm going to read it to you from Brother Melva Perkis. Brother Perkis describes the healing of the impotent man at Bethesda and then writes this. I read. The healed and the healer came face to face in the temple, and there, appropriately, Jesus completed the cure he had begun on the steps of Bethesda. Characteristically, the spiritual remedy followed the natural one. Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Thus the healed man learned that it was Jesus who had cured him. He could show his gratitude by doing his part towards the complete healing which Jesus desired. But the immediate result was that he could now proclaim to those who asked him who it was who had made him whole. The result of this revelation was an issue between the healer and the rulers of the temple. It led to the first complete statement of Jesus concerning his messiahship and his relationship with God, set forth with clearness and a decision, and the first occasion upon which his death was sought by his enemies. The conflict was to be long and bitter. Finally, it was to be expedient that Christ should die for the people, but that hour was not yet. It is in the verbal conflict which ensued that we see the true meaning of the miracle, and understand why John, moved by the Spirit, selected it as one of the eight signs of his gospel. The first issue was briefly dismissed. It was the subject of the Sabbath. And in answer to that challenge, Jesus said, quite simply, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." As he so often did, Jesus, in a brief sentence, widened and deepened the whole conception of the problem and exposed the futility of the endless arguments and meticulous pronouncements of the scribes. He showed them by implication that God rested on the Sabbath day for the blessing of mankind. He blessed it and sanctified it. To sanctify is to set apart for his service. Had not he thus truly kept the Sabbath? Had he not blessed this impotent man with physical and spiritual health? But in justifying his action, he had exposed himself to a much more serious charge. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. In answering that charge, Jesus both fully revealed himself and his mission, and indicted his accusers. He also plainly showed the connection between his case against the religious leaders and his healing of the impotent man. We see why he left the temple and went down among the suffering people. His words are not so much an angry denunciation as a sad recognition of a fact. He began at a point which immediately laid bare their fundamental mistake. "You," he said, in effect, "have only seen a man carrying a bed on the Sabbath. You knew but ignored the fact that the man had been made the subject of divine restoration. I have given that man his new life, but of myself I can do nothing. I have done it because I am the Son of God, and I have been sent to identify myself with my Father's will." This restored man is the earnest of far greater works, because the whole purpose of God is concealed in my obedience. The time will come when they that are in the grave shall hear my voice and come forth. The action of Jesus in turning from the temple to Bethesda assumes a new significance in the light of his words. The true scene of his ministry was not among the subtle analysts of the law, but in the midst of suffering humanity. Without a plea for help, he came in his grace to bring salvation. Thank you for listening.